Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear remarks from Ag Director Chris Chin and Governor Mike Parson at the groundbreaking for the new arena on the state fairgrounds.
For months, we've been simply referring to this building as the new indoor arena. But through many commission meetings, we decided that didn't sound very good. And we decided there had to be a better name for it. So the Missouri State Fair Commission, with the support of our fair director, Jason Moore, decided we needed to have a more appropriate name for this building. There's no better choice than to name this building for the person who has championed these fairgrounds for years. It is my sincere privilege to announce that the arena will be called the Governor Michael L. Parson Arena. Governor, it is going to be a pleasure to have you back here to cut the ribbon on this facility in 2026. I know you and the First Lady will attend many events through the years at the Parson Arena, and perhaps your grandchildren will be able to show livestock in that new arena one day, or maybe your great-grandchildren. To say a few words about this historic day, I now welcome Governor Michael L. Parson to the microphone.
Believe it or not, a politician at a loss for words. Here I am. I would tell you, Christian, farmer, hog farmer, cattle farmer, somebody that truly loves agriculture like I do. And when we were driving up here just a few minutes ago, this bunch of kids walked out in front of us. And I told Chris, I said, Chris, this is why we do what we do. It's for those kids walking in front of us, just out there roaming around. And I thank you all for what would be part of it. You heard me tell a story a little earlier about my mom and dad, about when we used to come up here on the fairgrounds and picnic up here. Mom would fix dinner because the reality of it was we didn't know what time. I guess we didn't know any different. Because we couldn't buy a corn dog or a funnel cake or a snow cone. And I remember seeing these buildings, the Coliseum, grandstands, swine buildings. Those were some of the biggest buildings I'd ever seen, and never having an idea what the meaning was of the names that were behind them. We just knew that there was buildings up here, who they were named after people, and to have one named after me today, and not for me, but for my family and for a lot of the people that's made this happen. Got a couple of people here. I've introduced a lot of people, and I've said thanks to a lot of people today, and I've been so honored to be 57th governor. I kind of felt like something maybe was up when I see my two brothers that were here today. My first worry is, did they pay to get in or did they slip in somehow? That was my first big worry, but you don't get to meet them very often. But would you two guys stand up? My two brothers, I love them dearly. Right here. So I appreciate them. All I did was just try to work and do a good job for 6 years. That's all I've done as governor. I haven't tried for trophies, I haven't tried for awards, I haven't tried for anything other than just trying to keep this station put together and just help people out.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.